The death toll rises as the onslaught of fires continues in Southern California, destroying complete neighborhoods. And President-elect Donald Trump will be sentenced for his conviction in the New York hush money case after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a bid to stop the proceeding. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Friday, January 10th, 2025. Death toll rises as wildfires continue to burn in Los Angeles area. At least four major wildfires continue to burn in the Los Angeles area of California. Fire officials confirmed at least 10 people died, but said the death toll is likely to rise once it's safe for investigators to access more areas. Flames have destroyed entire neighborhoods, obliterating 10,000 homes and buildings between the Palisades and Eaton fires alone. Firefighters made some progress as the Santa Ana winds weakened, but wind and dry conditions are expected to continue through the weekend. This will make it difficult for crews to battle the flames. The biggest and most destructive fire in Pacific Palisades now spans nearly 20,000 acres, which is more than 30 square miles, and is only 6% contained. Nearly 180,000 people in Los Angeles County are under evacuation orders, and another 200,000 are on standby to leave their homes, if necessary. The wildfires and strong winds fueling them have led to mass power outages. Entire stretches of Pacific Ocean beachfront property along Malibu have been charred, as well as homes and neighborhoods up and down the Pacific Coast Highway. The latest fire to break out, the Kenneth Fire, sparked Thursday afternoon, January 9th, in the Woodland Hills area of Los Angeles, near Calabasas. That fire spans 1,000 acres and is 35% contained, according to CAL FIRE's last update. Police arrested one man on suspicion of arson in connection with that fire. It's not just those in the fire's paths in danger. Polluted air poses a threat even to those far away. Supreme Court rejects Trump's bid to halt sentencing in hush money case. The U.S. Supreme Court will not step in to halt President-elect Donald Trump's sentencing Friday for his criminal conviction in the New York hush money case. The divided high court voted Thursday 5-4 to deny his request to stop the sentencing. Trump's sentencing on 34 felony charges of falsifying business records to cover up a payment to porn star Stormy Daniels will proceed as planned. The judge overseeing the case, Juan Merchan, said earlier this month he would not sentence the president-elect to prison time. And yar a pro war saying what's watching. Incarceration is not an option. Instead, the judge is expected to impose a no-penalty sentence called an unconditional discharge. Trump vowed to appeal his conviction, claiming evidence and testimony was admitted that implicated his duties as president during his first term. The Supreme Court ruled over the summer, presidents are immune from criminal prosecution for some official acts. Appeals court allows release of election interference case report. Special counsel, Jack Smith's report on President-elect Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case is one step closer to being made public after a federal appeals court's ruling Thursday, January 9th. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit rejected a bid to block the release, but kept in place the judge's order for a three-day delay, giving time for additional appeals. That means Trump could seek the Supreme Court's intervention in the matter. Trump pleaded not guilty to the charges, and the election interference case was eventually dismissed following his victory in November's presidential election due to a Justice Department policy that forbids the prosecution of a sitting president. Attorney General Merrick Garland said he plans to release the report to the public once he is permitted to do so. In response, Trump spokesperson Stephen Cheung said Thursday night that it's time for Garland and President Joe Biden to do the right thing and put a final stop to the political weaponization of our justice system. Supreme Court to hear oral arguments in TikTok ban case with less than 2 weeks until a ban on the social media app TikTok is slated to take effect. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments against the legislation Friday, January 10th. TikTok looks to show the justices that despite claims from the federal government, it's not a national security threat to the U.S. It is unclear when the court will deliver its ruling. TikTok faces a nationwide ban in the U.S. that is expected to go into effect on January 19th, impacting roughly 115 million monthly users. That is unless its Chinese parent company ByteDance sells the platform, as required by the law signed by President Joe Biden last year, or SCOTUS rules in favor of TikTok's position that the law is unconstitutional. Supporters of the ban believe the app allows China to access vast amounts of data from Americans and possibly influence public opinion in the U.S. Trump opposes the ban and has met with TikTok's CEO in recent weeks. Macy's to close 66 stores. Macy's confirmed it will close 66 stores across the U.S. The department store chain said Thursday that the move is part of its bold new chapter strategy, which was announced in February of last year. The strategy will see the closure of approximately 150 underperforming stores, or about a third of its locations, over a three-year period. Tony Spring, the retailer's chairman and CEO, said that while closing any store is never easy, this will allow the company to focus its resources and prioritize investments in its other locations. Macy's told Axios clearance sales will begin this month and run for up to 12 weeks. Friends, family, remember President Jimmy Carter at state funeral in Washington. Family, friends, and fellow lawmakers honored former President Jimmy Carter on Thursday, a national day of mourning, during a state funeral in Washington, D.C. All five surviving presidents attended the service at the National Cathedral. President Joe Biden, who declared Thursday a national day of mourning, delivered a eulogy for his late friend. He said, "Jimmy Carter's friendship taught me, and through his life, taught me the strength of character is more than title or the power we hold. It's a strength to understand that everyone should be treated with dignity. Respect that everyone, and I mean everyone, deserves an even shot. Not a guarantee, but just a shot. You know, we have an obligation to give hate no safe harbor. And to stand up to my dad used to say was the greatest sin of all, the abuse of power. That's not about being perfect, as none of us are perfect. We're all fallible. But it's about asking ourselves, are we striving to do things, the right things? What value? What are the values that animate our spirit? Do we operate from fear or hope, ego or generosity? Do we show grace? Do we keep the faith when it's most tested? Or keeping the faith with the best of humankind and the best of America is a story, in my view, from my perspective, of Jimmy Carter's life." Carter's grandchildren also spoke about their late grandfather. They were small-town people who never forgot who they were and where they were from, no matter what happened in their lives, Jason Carter said. "But I recognize that we are not here because he was just a regular guy. As you've heard from the other speakers, his political life and his presidency for me was not just ahead of its time, it was prophetic. He had the courage and strength to stick to his principles, even when they were politically unpopular." Following a private funeral in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, Carter was laid to rest next to his wife of 77 years, Rosalind.